This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We've been covering moves by the U.S. to ban two China-based apps amid data privacy concerns, WeChat and TikTok. U.S. tech firms in China also face many hurdles. Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pak reports from Shanghai.
College student Qian Qingyu uses a lot of apps on her cell phone, just not ones Americans are familiar with. She uses WeChat, Weibo, Bilibili, iQIYI, but the American equivalents to those apps, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Netflix, are all blocked in China. Though it's not a blanket ban. It's just that the Chinese government wants to control the information in and out of the country. In theory, YouTube could apply to operate in China, says Oscar Ramos with the Global Venture Capital Fund, SOSV, in Shanghai.
YouTube is considered media. Online video is considered media. And to be able to offer that service, you need a special type of license.
But those licenses, he says, are limited in number. Even if YouTube got the license, it would have to self-censor, he says, which might hurt YouTube's global brand.
The rules in China have been very clear. You can like them or not, and those rules are applied to companies regardless of where they come from.
In other words, not targeted at just U.S. firms. He says media companies aside, there is room for American tech firms in the Chinese market. Airbnb works fine in China. But some big U.S. names couldn't quite crack the Chinese market, like eBay.
The strategic decisions that they made, just trying to bring in a global playbook that worked really well in other parts of the world, but didn't work in a market that was big enough for local players to try to do things their own way.
Chinese tech firms have been operating in the U.S. with few restrictions until now. So when the Trump administration proposes a ban on WeChat and TikTok, the Chinese tech community see this as some form of retaliation, says tech journalist Du Chen.
They tend to think that, okay, this is the hand that we're dealt with. We've got to improvise on that. And I think it's not like that people are not aware that this was almost the same why China blocked and are still blocking U.S. companies for national security concerns.
The potential ban on Chinese apps could hurt some users more than others. For example, WeChat is a more popular way to reach people in China than regular phone calls. Again, college student Qian Qingyu.
Once the ban is in place, it would make Chinese people abroad lose the most convenient way to communicate with people in China.
And U.S. brands would lose a key marketing tool to reach Chinese customers. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.